I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. I was at Lake of the Ozarks recently, and that is a crappie factory, if there ever was one. Like the walleye factories we have up north, that one there, that big reservoir, really cranks out the crappies. I'll tell you what we had to do to catch them, but first.
You know the drill. You got a free Saturday, the boat's ready, but you're scrolling through the same tired fishing reports trying to figure out where to go. Stop guessing and start catching. Onyx Fish lets you filter thousands of Midwest lakes by species, trophy potential, even keeper size, all backed by real DNR survey data. Plus, Onyx Fish is brand new on Android, so no more excuses. Try free for 7 days. Download Onyx Fish on the App Store or Google Play. Your next favorite lake is out there. Go find it.
I like getting down to the big reservoirs every once in a while because I love crappie fishing. And I was down at Lake of the Ozarks recently, and the crappies were all suspended out in deep water. You could see them on the sonar. You knew they were crappies because that's what crappies do in Lake of the Ozarks. And it is a true crappie factory. That big reservoir produces a lot of really nice crappies. You're talking 13, 14 inch range. But here's the interesting thing. In the peak of the summer months, we actually catch them with crankbaits. That's what we do. We find those schools of crappies on the sonar, and then we take crankbaits, put weights in front of them so they get down to that 15 to 25 foot depth range, and then we troll those crankbaits, small, just tiny little crankbaits, through those crappies, and we catch them. That's how we do it in the summer months. Down on what we call the crappie factories of the South. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.